A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and presbyters about this question. They were sent on their journey by the church and passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, telling of the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brethren. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church, as well as by the apostles and the presbyters, and they reported what God had done with them. But some from the party of the Pharisees who had become believers stood up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and direct them to observe the Mosaic law." The apostles and the presbyters met together to see about this matter. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoice because they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. According to the decree for Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord, in it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today, May 1st, we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. We did the first reading from the day, so we're continued Acts of the Apostles, but the Gospel is proper for St. Joseph the Worker. And hence, it's this scene of Jesus going back to Nazareth, where he grew up, where people knew Joseph, and being unable to perform miracles because they see Jesus as just a regular carpenter. So it's fascinating. They accept one form of Jesus' work, carpentry, but they don't accept the other form of Jesus' work, his miracles and preaching. Yet we both have two forms of work in our life. We have our jobs, and we have our, I guess you could say, our spiritual work. Now, the two don't have to be opposed to each other or in competition, or, just if not in competition or opposed, just separate. I mean, they can be intertwined. In fact, I'm really impressed when I see parishioners who are able to really bring their faith life into their work, whatever they might be doing. And those of you who aren't, not to say like shame on you, but I know that's a struggle then. Because when I do talk to people who are struggling with their jobs, it's often because of that reality. They don't have a sense of purpose. You know, I'm just, you know, clocking in 9 to 5. I'm just doing this to pay the bills. I'm not really happy, or I don't have a sense that like I'm doing God's work in this job, in this kind of mundane world that I'm living in. If you're in that latter bucket where you're struggling with your job, well, ask St. Joseph to help you today, because he did both, right? He was a carpenter. He wasn't obviously as eloquent as his son in the scriptures. He didn't know the Old Testament the way Jesus and Mary would have, but he had another kind of faith that was just as beautiful and profound. And he let that faith guide him as he worked. So I could imagine, you know, like a carpenter, and especially back in Jesus' day, there's no distractions with TV or radio or whatever. See him just kind of working outside in his wood shop, more or less, working in silence, you know, as he's planing a piece of wood. And again, no machinery there either, so it's not that loud. As he's planing a piece of wood, or you know, sawing deliberately back and forth. He's in step with the Lord. There's a rhythm there. And he's kind of breathing in and breathing out the Holy Spirit. So again, there's spirituality in Joseph's work as he's making something too. He's not just making it for a hobby. You know, he's making it for someone. Yes, he's going to be compensated for it, but he's a just man with integrity. So he really wants to serve this person. So whether it's a table or a chair or, you know, a bed or whatever it might be, he has this person in mind, this family that he's making it for. So he really is a man of generosity too. And when we work, we want to not just be making money for ourselves, but whatever, doing something good, giving back to society, or even if it is making money, it's, you know, for our family or for the church around us, whatever. So again, and we see this also, just to kind of wrap this up on work here, we see this in the apostles. You know, so Paul and Peter, you know, they let go of their jobs. They're no longer fishermen, or Saul was a tent maker. But they're doing this work kind of like a priest. You know, my work is running the parish and preaching and teaching the gospel. But, you know, and then I have my own spiritual work as well in addition to that. But the two become together. So the apostles are doing this as well. And they're in sync with God. They're not just checking a box. They're not doing it, obviously, for money. They're doing it to save souls. So may we have that same attitude as we go about our daily work and our spiritual work. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen.